Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself? They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine, yes. Love that will last, hallelujah. Can't be surpassed. Yes. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. Yes. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Amen. Sorry, folks, but it's the truth anyhow. Yes. Amen. 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 Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other. Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it.
All right, all right. Hallelujah. Music to my ears. Glory to the King. God bless you all, the sweet precious and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. It's good to be here with each and every last one of you here on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Hope that your week has all been prospering stuff and that you're probably gearing yourself up, getting yourself ready. You know, it's going to be kind of difficult. I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover it all in one Shabbat service, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're actually going to provide for you, you. Since Pastor Dow is finding it very difficult to be able to obtain some noteworthy person to take me up in a civil discussion and a civil debate in reference to Gentiles and Israel and all the other stuff. Because, you know, today there's so many false doctors, false teachers going on. Hallelujah. It's just a mess that we even got to cover some of this stuff. It really truly is. But we're going to go ahead and go over it. And we're going to go ahead and give you all the firepower you need. Ain't no need in holding the information that much more longer. It's all right down the book anyway. Glory to the King. All right, announcement. Mother Bullock, she sent me a text message. And she said, she said, tell the brothers on the broadcast tonight that I will bring their garments to Tabernacles. And if they're not coming, text her their name and address. And she said, I will mail it to them. Bless you. So, Mother Bullock is going to be here at Tabernacles for us for quite a while. And she says that if you're not coming to Tabernacles, you need to contact her, text her some kind of way. And then she will mail your garments out to you. Boy, she's going to need that truck to bring all these garments and stuff. Hallelujah. And plus all the new garments she's making. Man, she got a lot on her hands. Glory to the King. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Sister's broadcast, doing an excellent job as normal, as always, and stuff. Hey, got a proposal. I want to run this by the elders tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and run it by you now. I know Elder Donnie, he does the actual broadcast every first day night. And I was thinking here for a second. No, I had to ask the sisters that helped me think. And he says, you know, we got people that come every Sabbath, and then, you know, the brothers have to miss out on the fellowship or whatever and whatever not. So what I'm going to do is ask them tomorrow, if you can remind me, see if you want to be included in the rotation. Because we have Brother Shane, Elder Doug, Elder Spenny, and Elder Donnie. Well, Brother Shane, Elder Doug, and Elder Spenny cover 6 days. They rotate on a rotational basis. And what I want to do is I want to move all the elders to first day, not taking any time away from Elder Donnie. And the reason I want to do that is so that we can, you know, the elders and everybody could sit in fellowship with the saints when they come, rather than logging in a broadcast. So that means we've already had Blog Talk Radio tonight. We have Shabbat service. And we need to go ahead and be relaxing and stuff. And we get enough preaching and teaching, we'll go ahead and leave the Sabbaton, the interval between 2 days, open for relaxation and rest. Hallelujah. Glory to the King to finish out the Sabbath. How about that? All right. And what else do we got going on? Well, we got the feast coming up. And if you have not already called and left us your names coming to the Tabernacle, we're going to put a deadline on it. We're really just going to have to. Elder Doug, his wife, they ordered the chickens. Everybody say, we ordered chickens. What are you talking about, Pastor Dow? Well, the chickens. We ordered 300, I believe it was 300 chickens. And what do you mean? Well, we got to raise those chickens for 8 weeks. And we time it so that we have the butchering process right maybe a week or two before Tabernacle, so we'll have a lot of food on hand. Now, it is true. You know what I mean? We accept you anyway. You know what I mean? The feast is for people being invited to come. Hallelujah. Now, but the reason why, and I'm going to say this, if I said it, I won't say it 1,000 times. The reason why that we ask for you to give us your name and your number, or the people that's coming on in, the people that's coming, is because logistically we are prepared. I don't mind telling each of you, last Tabernacles, just hosting the saints along with all the logistics and stuff that we had to do, it cost a lot of money. May not be a lot of money for you, but there's a lot of money for us because we small fries. What I do is I save offerings that come in. I put money aside. And every time that the saints of the Most High Yah obeys Yah by giving offerings and send them to the place where they're being fed, which just happened to be Pastor Dowell, Straightway Truth Ministries, a lot money for the land, a lot money mainly for the feast days. Because, like I said, the feast days is a lot of money. I don't mind telling you that it costs in excess of $20,000 easily to be able to, even though we're sleeping in tents and booths, we still have all the logistical stuff that we have to purchase and buy and put up. Well, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable the amount. When you sit down and think, when you think about it, head coming from your head, you know, it ain't that much. But man, when you start getting prepared for it, whoo-wee! So I try to be a good steward over Yah's heritage, over his money. But it costs a lot of money. And we're not belly aching about it because we love and enjoy the feast. We want everybody to have a wonderful time. But what I'm speaking about more than anything is this, is that we need to know if you're coming. So we'll know and how much money we need to allocate to spend it, because we don't want to have a bunch of waste, because we're going to gather up the fragments anyway. We're Israelites. We just don't waste stuff, if you understand what I mean. And when you come to the feast, the Bible says when you come to the feast, you shouldn't come empty-handed. Hallelujah. Now, the saints at Straightway, and saints on the community, the different communities, they've already given all. So they've given of themselves every day. And they, I mean, and of course, we try to make sure the tabernacles, this year, we're really going to back tabernacles way, way down as far as the work goes. We really don't work that hard anyway during tabernacles, but we're going to back it down even much so we can spend time rejoicing, relaxing. We're probably even going to change the times that we eat breakfast in the morning, too. We may even move that time till 9 a.m. and the dinner at 4. Instead of having deliverance every night, we may have deliverance every other night. We have a teaching from the pastors in reference to spiritual warfare, and then the pastors and themselves, all the teaching, then they'll do the casting out of devils. Hallelujah. Kind of like a mini mass deliverance. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And, you know, we want to be clean going into the dead season, because there's many, many challenges that all of us have to go through. And so we want to make sure that we're prayed up and stayed up now. We're heading off into dead season. Our garden is quickly coming to its end, so it's now it's getting time for us to prepare the soil for the winter time. It's time for us to even start preparing to plant winter crops, because we eat out of our garden all year long. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And by oh, how pleasant it is, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together there in unity. And we do. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I'm surrounded by family, people that love Israel. You have to understand, Sister Carol and I was just talking about this today. This is it for us. We don't have any other place outside these gates. Now, we got places with the saints. We can lay our head, but this is it for us. This is it. I don't have any natural family. She doesn't have any natural family. None of us do. That we can actually go to as a contingency plan. We don't have a contingency plan. Our contingency plan is the kingdom. And we're hoping that you're striving to get there. Some of you have family members that's got sense. Our family members on either side ain't got no sense. And you're fortunate if your family members have sense. Because on my side or my wife's side, they ain't got no sense whatsoever at all. But oh well, we all got one life to live. We're going to see an end, though, ain't we? Hallelujah. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow? Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. Just saw Brother Victor pulling up with the big old semi coming on in. Working all week long. And I'm sure he's glad for the Shabbat when this comes too. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Oh, I was talking with Brother Delano today. We got a couple of Israelite brothers that's coming around, people considering moving in the area. Let me get it right here. Sister Carol sent me an attachment right here. And it's a place where you can apply to Dollar General online. That's where the majority of our brothers work at. If you're moving close to the area here and you're looking for a decent paying job, but you're going to work. I promise you are. Our brothers work hard, and they're highly impressed with our brothers. And we don't want no lazy brethren moving around the community, because you have to take care of yourself, take care of your family. But we don't want no lazy people moving around the community and they get up there and work, and then you start murmuring and complaining when our brothers been working there for years, setting the standard. They told Brother Delano and Elder Donnie that anybody that y'all refer, tell them to come on down. And you know the reason why? Because their work ethic is impeccable. Brother Charlos, I believe he works there. They have nothing but good words to say about him. Let me see. I can't remember everybody. I know Brother Freeman, Brother Rashad. They work there, and they're working, getting out. The Elder Donnie, Brother Delano. Man, I mean, they get it done. They're getting it done. And they're working so good that they give them no trouble. They're working like Joseph, just like Joseph, they're Israelites. They work hard. Thank y'all for the Shabbat. They're taking care of their home, providing for their homes. And I'm going to tell you right now, women in the Straightway Truth Ministry, you should be fortunate. You should be happy. You should be elated, ecstatic, and excited that you're part of a culture so you can stay at home, raise the children, and guide the house, if you so choose. You should. You should be happy that you have hard-working Israelites, be they out there on the job or hard-working Israelites on the community. Because, you know, all the people on the community would tell you that, man, working on this community, woo-wee! Boy, these brothers are cut out of a special breed mold. The boys are doing well. Elias always done well. Elias, he's always been some type of unique young man. He would hurry up with his schoolwork, and he's been this way ever since. I know he's about 4 or 5 years old. He'd hurry up with his schoolwork, and then as soon as he get done with his schoolwork, he'd come find either myself or Elder Doug. Always been that way. It has always been that way for him. He'd do everything. He does run errands and do stuff for people and stuff. Just always been that way. Just a good servant. Good student of the word, too, as well. And he's just a hard-working young man. He really is. The boys are hard-working, doing very, very good. We're just a blessed people. I'm sure y'all saw the video that Brother Mitch had put out where he recorded me moving rocks. People act like that's some type of an act of Congress like it or something like that because you see somebody working. I would tell you this, though. I do not envy anyone that has a desk job. I don't. I do not envy your job whatsoever at all. I think it's insane, personally, even though somebody has to do it. As a man, I'd much rather be outside, sweating, getting dirty, doing whatever I have to do, but definitely not sitting behind no desk. For the few weeks that I do have to sit behind the desk whenever I go on these travels and these traveling journeys and trying to catch up and get things done, oh, man, do I pay for it. Ooh, boy, do I pay for it. Sitting behind a desk is just not Pastor Dow's cup of tea. It just ain't for me. It makes your back ache, your head ache, your neck ache, and all that junk. I'd rather have a backache from slinging some blocks or building some cabinets or digging a ditch or moving rocks or planting a garden as opposed to sitting behind a desk. Oh, Jesus. I don't know how people do it. And for 20 or 30 years, I just don't get it. I can't get it. Glory to the King. But anyway, if you want some information here, you can go to dollargeneral.com/careers. Now, if you're an Israelite, you're coming this way, don't even think about even taking this information if your work ethic is not on par with ours at the community. Because you're not about to go up there and give Elder Donnie and Brother Delano a bad name because they're some hardworking Israelites. And Brother Delano was sharing with me, like, man, I mean, all the brethren that you, all the people you can find, brother, that would be with them, man, we love y'all. We love y'all. Because they don't set mistakes. They move up, they don't murmur, they complain, they realize that they're going there to do a job like Joseph and a paycheck, and then they go home. And they get it done because they're Israel. But go to dollargeneral.com/careers, select search jobs in the top right-hand corner of the page, and then enter the code 2016. That's 2016. -64542. That's 2016-64-542. 2016-64-542. And of course, then you have to, ID the fields. Click search for a complete online application. If you got questions, you can call Country Code 1-270-237-2000. 270-237-2000. Hallelujah. Mind you, we have two mailing addresses. One of them is 632 Highway 52 Bypass West. Yeah. Lafayette, Tennessee 37083, and that's PMB number 1. That's 632 Highway 52 Bypass West, PMB number 1. Hallelujah. You can send mail there, especially nice packages and stuff. Lafayette, Tennessee 37083, or you can send it to P.O. Box 32. Lafayette, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Tennessee 37083. You can send it there. And we would probably receive it too. But, you know, either one of those locations are fine. Especially now we have a faithful brother over at the 632 Highway 52 Bypass West location. Hallelujah. All right. I think tonight I'll be able to run. I'm about to cut the broadcast about 30 minutes short because I want to make sure that I've tied everything down for the Sabbath and stuff. Kind of behind a little bit today. We'll go ahead and go to the guest, your phone calls. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. You know the drill. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, you go into the caller queue. You press number 1 after you get finished down the number. A lady, automated voice will come on, let you know that you're in the caller queue. And you can be able to speak to yours truly. Mind you, when you hear me call your area code, that means that you prepare to listen on the phone and not the computer. All right? We need to hear from you on the phone and not your computer. Hallelujah. All right. Man, it's been hot here in the South. And, man, I think one day I thought we were living in Seattle, Washington. Man, you hear that, Elder Frank? I thought we was living in Seattle, Washington, considering all the rain we've been getting up. It's been raining like every other day. Now, I think we've had a 2 or 3 day break this time, and that's been a literal miracle. We have gotten so much rain. We ain't complaining now, but so much of it. Hallelujah. Guest caller number 310-982-4226. Let's go to area code 929-929, Brother Jr., Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Jr.?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Jr.
Yes, sir. I have a victorious, phenomenal week, Pastor. A beautiful week.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I love your teachings, Pastor. Your teachings are helping me out, helping me get set free in the mind, the heart, and the spirit. And, just getting ready for this feast, you know what I'm saying? You know, get ready, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing to go back to, Pastor. There's nothing to go back. Yes, sir. And I studied, the law, right, this morning, right? Like, I looked at the word curse, you know what I'm saying? I looked it up.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, Greek, right? In Hebrew, right? Like, I'm looking at the Lord behind it. I looked at, like, contempt. Dishonor. Oh, all like, if you disown your brother and your sister, you know what I'm saying? You cursing them. I ain't know that. Like, you, like I could treat you better than treat other person below them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know you cursing. Like, wow, that's deep. That goes very deep. That's very deep. Wow.
Yes, that's true.
You know, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you treat our brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? That's a word to honor all men. Honor every man, you know what I'm saying? Because when you honor, you're getting blessed from the Father, you know what I'm saying? Getting blessed. From. But if you, like, you know, do the opposite, you're going to get that curse. You don't want that. You just don't want that. That is serious. The law is very serious. Serious. Especially last week when you preach, that's deep. That's very deep. That is spiritual. Like, you know what? You don't know what. You know, like, you know, that's. Let's keep on preaching, Pat. Let's keep on preaching. So, you take care, Pastor. You rest up. Have a good Shabbat rest. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 215-215. This is Pastor Dow. You know, sure, but you heard your broadcast. I can help you in Pennsylvania.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you? This is Ayana's father.
How you doing, sir? Blessed to the Most High.
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. I'll tell you, when I wake up in the morning and he's giving me a day, everything else is a hiccup. I'm okay, as long as he gives me a day.
Yes, sir.
But I was kind of concerned. I've listened to your teaching, and I've been getting help from Brother Arcidio and Brother Mike, and I want to know what's the next step if I wanted to follow this way. What do I do next?
Well, I mean, the first step is number one, is that if you, you know, you have to understand that all of us was born in sin, shaping in iniquity. And we need to make sure that we realize our condition. The reason why we lived a sinful life because we are under a particular cursed nature and we participate in it. And so in breaking his law and breaking his covenant, we transgressed and offended the holy Elohim. And in that, we have to actually get ourselves right with him. And the first step in the door is to actually repent. Repent for all the wicked ways and things that we've done when you speak to him personally. And you have to talk to the Messiah because you can't go to the Father without going through the Son. And I know that a lot of people have trouble with that, but that'll come when you understand Scripture much more. And then from there, you get baptized, you seek to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and boy, I tell you what, you will definitely understand when that happens and takes place. It makes you wonder what took you so long, because then you would have His Spirit, the same Spirit that created everything. It would be inside of you, and you'll have a greater and more personal relationship with Him. Them are the first steps, and then from there we grow into grace and grow into knowledge. And remember, it's always by our fruits that you should know him. So that's the first steps, my brother.
Okay, and I appreciate that because I'm not saying I'm leaning. I know that this has been an enlightening process for me so far. And I just want to make sure, and I know being a Vietnam veteran and growing up in Philadelphia in the gang war days, that my life was not one of like an angel. So I know that I've a lot of things I've done wrong in the past, and one in particular, and I've, one of these days when I get to meet you, I want to talk to you about it. But I know this is the way I want to go because I want to be with my daughter, not just with my daughter. I want to be with the Father so that I can be later on when he wakes us all up, me and my daughter will be together. So I just need guidance, that's all, because even though I may be 65 years old, in the way of I'm like a child when it comes to the biblical knowledge and stuff like that.
I understand. Well, I'll tell you what, I think the Father leading you the right way, if you follow me as I follow Christ, we'll get to the kingdom, and that's for sure.
Well, I want to thank you, and you keep going on in your positive direction in your endeavors, and I thank you very much for all the information you've given me so far and for the information you will give me in the future. Thank you, sir. You have a good Shabbat.
All right, Shabbat shalom, Elder. Glory to the King. You know, I made a video, Jesse Ventura. Man, we ought to throw our ballot in for him, write him in. You won't believe how many people is taking this stuff serious. Let me run this past y'all again. If I am on YouTube talking politics, I'm stating facts. I'm very passionate about whatever subject that I actually approach on. But, man, I ain't serious about that stuff one bit at all. All I'm doing is fishing. You ever heard of going fishing before? Have you ever been fishing before? And, man, people get so, they get so passionate about that stuff, man. I'm here to fish for men, not vote for presidents. Jesus. Man, vote don't count anyway. Told you that. All right. Let's go to down in Florida, Brother Chili. Call the number 310-310. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, Shabbat shalom.
Hey,
Say that again?
I got a nice little gift in the mail.
I can't hear you. Hold on. Let me take. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you got to get away from the computer, bro, too, so we don't have no feedback.
Yeah, let me do that. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm here.
So you got the gift in the mail?
Yes, sir. Got it today.
Hopefully you like it.
Well, hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to put it to the test.
Yeah, say what? My wife. Oh, my wife said that you it would help pretty help out when you're in the feast and stuff like that, and stuff gets lost, and checking people and all that stuff actually will help out. Just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom, and everybody's doing good. We're enjoying dinner right now. Just making this necessary steps, like continually doing. And apparently it's more difficult to travel than I thought. But got the air mattress, got the tent, got a bunch of things going, just trying to get the heavy stuff, as I heard it could get below freezing. So trying to make all the necessary plans before I make my my date.
I don't know if it's ever got below freezing during Tabernacles. I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. I mean, it gets kind of chilly at night, but the way that the weather has been going, you ain't going to have too much to worry about with that.
Okay, I probably misunderstood.
But you still want to prepare accordingly, though.
Yeah. I definitely know how to warm up, but then I got two small children. I'll make sure they warm up. They can't speak up for themselves, so.
Wow. Like the internet light just come on, so I hope I keep the internet connection. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to say just Shabbat Shalom and thank you. Actually, I heard one of your debates the other day. Some people just don't believe that speaking in tongues is in a different language. So it was kind of comical, but you handled that debate very, very well. And just amazing just to hear you teach. And how do you not taking accolades from these Hebrew Israelites? I call them Power Rangers. That's what they look like to me. But it is the truth is the truth, and you don't need accolades from people. So praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Man, I'm surprised we still connected. We still connected the phone line because I gotta get this thing connected back again on Blog Talk Radio maybe because the internet just went out, but then it popped back on again.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not that very good with technology, but how do you call it? So I just want to say Shabbat Shalom and praise God and can't wait to hear you tomorrow on set for Shabbat.
All right, my brother. Hey, y'all, take it easy. Hey, we looked at a little bit of that land. I hadn't looked at that trailer or nothing yet because, you know, it's really all about that trailer. It probably seems a little bit steep to me in that far as that what they're offering, though. But if we get an opportunity, we're going to try to drop by there and put eyes on it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering about that. So the land is too much for the trailer. I heard the trailer is livable with somebody's living in it right now. But
well, I mean,
there's two trailers and a shed.
I said a chicken coop is livable, but it may not be it was livable to some people, man. It may not be livable to y'all, if you understand what I mean, because there's a lot of people, these little small rural country towns, man, they live like a bunch of pigs.
I agree. You made a very valid point. Just trying to plan ahead, so trying to make the necessary moves to prosper Israel.
Yes, sir. All right, my brother, give the family a hug.
I sure will, and expect more gifts coming slowly but surely.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Bye.
All right, let's go to call number 305, Brother Marcise. Brother Marcise, this is Pastor Dow. You on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Marcise.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
How's everything?
It's all right.
How's Gotcha. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, Pastor, just to ask a couple of questions and just to actually thank you for the grace that you extended to me and everything. I actually had a question. I don't know if you actually going to touch on this tomorrow, but it's actually going to, sit on my heart. So I don't know if you're going to touch it tomorrow or if you are, I'll wait. But basically, what is considered like, a Gentile today, like, because there's, you know, going to scripture, how they're saying, some people say, you know, based off what I've heard from a long time ago, and I'm not even on my own understanding, or, but I forsake everything I know, but I just need a purification. If you're going to touch on it tomorrow, like, what is a Gentile like? Is that considered an Israelite that went into the heathen's ways, or is it Israelites who are considered heathens, or like, you know, what is the difference, like, originally, like, what is a Gentile?
Well, we'll cover that, a little bit of it tomorrow. We won't be able to exhaust the subject, but they're all, everybody in all different type of nationalities have been called Gentiles throughout Scripture. So, you know, people try to just narrow it down to one, but there's a bunch of Gentiles in there. We'll talk about that tomorrow, all right?
All right. But I just wanted to just say thank you, Pastor, for everything you've been doing. Thank you for the grace that you extended me. And I appreciate you and I adore you for everything that you've been doing. And continue to strengthen and be that light, that beacon of light that you are for all of us. Sometimes, I'm not saying undermine, but sometimes I'm like, oh, Pastor, to understand how powerful his life is, just the volume that it speaks. Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Pennsylvania, 610-610. Brother Robert. Brother Robert, this is Pastor Dow. You on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Robert?
Shalom.
Shalom.
I just wanted to say Shabbat shalom and thank you for everything, Pastor.
You're welcome.
And I have a whole bunch of people here that want to speak to you. The Hebrew
right.
Brother Arcelia is in here.
Shabbat shalom, sir.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Brother Arcelia.
Pastor, we've been watching your video, and it's amazing how you are teaching us so on time with the time. And no man can follow what's really going on without the Spirit. I don't get how people can't see that, but that is amazing. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you, sir. Brother Mike wants to say Shabbat Shalom to you.
All right.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. How you doing this evening?
Doing well. Shabbat Shalom. All right, son. How are you?
I'm doing well, Pastor. I just want to thank you, man, for everything you have been doing. You know, your words of wisdom really been touching my heart and really changing me. I do have a testimony. Pastor, a year ago, I was not a great reader. I prayed to the Father months ago, and when I read the scriptures now, I understand I'm learning better, and I can read it. I know it ain't nobody else but the Holy Spirit. And Father's good, Pastor. He's so good.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Pastor, I just want you to know I love you. I love all the saints. I hope y'all have a great Shabbat. I cannot wait for the new lesson tomorrow that you will be teaching, you know, to edify my mind and edify all Israel's mind. Pastor, keep teaching. We need you, and I'm going to keep you in my prayers every night, Pastor.
I
love you. We all love you. I got another brother here that want to talk to you. Hold on 1 second, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Brother Zach, how you doing?
Bless you, Brother Zach. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. Two things. First, your YouTube videos, you know, I try to go on there and in the comments section kind of, you know, back you up and so forth, and I cannot believe the amount of pacifists and all these people that are coming on there telling us that we're wrong, that it's wrong to defend yourself. Like, where do these people come up with that type of thinking? And I know you've been dealing with it for many more years than I have, but I just don't know how you can stand them people, Pastor. I don't know how you do it, but keep on, you know, spreading the good news and the truth.
Well, you're welcome, brother. I understand. I'm with you. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. I think it has to do with the institutionalization. I don't know, institutionalized. I'll go that way. And the rearing here in America through the public food system and the churches that is all but desensitized to people.
Yep, yes, sir. And just one, before I pass you on to the sisters here, just wanted to share another thing. I was stopped by the police not too long ago, and they've been, as you may have known, like several years ago, I had an instance where I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I committed no crime, but the police certainly took issue with me, and I'll get into details on another time, but I got stopped and they got me out of the vehicle and so forth. And, you know, they were not doing things that they should have been doing, but I just want to praise the Father for getting me out of that situation unharmed and, you know, for still keeping breath in my body. So anyway, Pastor, keep up the good work. Love you. And, here's the sisters.
Sister Katie.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. How are you, sister?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. Doing well.
That's awesome. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom and that I love you and I love all of Israel.
Well, glory to the King. Good hearing your voice.
Thank you. You also.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. It's Sister Diana.
Hey, bless you, sister.
Bless you, sister. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom. That's all. Here's the story. All
right.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Bless you, daughter.
Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom. Where are you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
You don't want to?
She doesn't want to.
Shabbat Shalom!
Shabbat Shalom. As the people in Sancton, Pennsylvania, glory to the King. Let's go to Brother Jesus. Call number 910-910. It's Pastor Dow. I'm a Straight Break 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Jesus?
Shabbat Shalom, my beloved Pastor. Shabbat Shalom to all the saints on there, Straight Break. Just calling in. I do have a question for you today, my beloved Pastor.
Pleasure.
Well, I have a question about yoga. Is yoga a good idea, bad idea? What are your thoughts on this, Pastor?
I think that the Bible already gives us prayer and meditation, and I think that since you're already an athletic individual, you can go ahead and stretch with the knowledge that you have. Yoga is associated with a spirit called Kundalini, and he takes up residence in your rectum. So I would stick by the book. Of the Bible, and rather than just doing yoga, I would just go ahead and meditate in the Word, meditate on the Most High Yah, and do your own athletic training and stretching for yourself. That's what I would do.
Okay. That makes sense to me, Pastor. I was just curious about that. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on it, and And that's it, Pastor. I just want to let you know I'm actually in North Carolina, by the way. I'm in Jacksonville. I'm like an hour away from Sister Bullock.
Oh,
I'm here
really?
For some training. Yes, sir.
Wow.
I'm here for some training.
Right.
Well, I'll be
Lord
here for... Yes, sir. I'll be here until September 29th. So I'll be at the fall as well. Probably get to see Mother Bullock real soon.
Well, man, so wife is getting a good taste of military life now, huh?
Yes, sir. She's getting a taste of what it's like to be away from home.
Oh, yeah. September 29th, huh? You're going to be gone. She'll be all right.
Yes, sir. She'll be all right. She's a strong woman. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got for you, Pastor Dow. I look forward to seeing you for Tabernacles. It won't be for that long, but at least I'll be able to see y'all and all the saints. So, Shabbat Shalom to you, sir. I love you, and I look forward to listening to the message tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Same here, son. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Brother Jesus, glory to the King. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Call number 202-202. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Shrewsbury Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. Washington, D.C. going once. Washington, D.C. going twice. Washington, D.C. three times, and we out. All right. Let's go to Texas. Call number 512-512, Brother Blake. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Shrewsbury Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Blake?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
I just want to praise Yah for all the correction and rebuke that you've given me and my wife. I just want to say that you didn't turn me away. You brought me actually closer, and my wife and I we're actually closer now, and we just give all praise and glory to Yah and just thanking you for being that pastor and that shepherd watching over his flock. And just want to say thank you. And this ministry truly creates men and produces virgins. And just hallelujah.
Well, go on and walk in the newness of life and stop making all them silly mistakes of the youth, all right? Because they don't do nothing but cause a bunch of heartache and trouble. Be free. Take care of that family. You got a wonderful family, a wonderful daughter. Take care of them. Did you hear me? Oh, it's called dropped. Well, that's unusual. Glory to the King. Let's go to New York. Brother Dominic. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Shrewsbury Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Dominic?
My professor, my shepherd, my pastor. Shabbat Shalom to you. Shabbat Shalom to Israel and all the saints that are scattered abroad in all the earth. Shabbat Shalom, my pastor.
Well, Shabbat Shalom.
I'm not going to take long, Pastor. I just had a quick question I wanted to ask.
All right, let's hear it.
I wanted to know if you could maybe give me some instruction on finding a balance between open rebuke and pulling a brother or sister, well, probably a brother to the side, and speaking to them in private about an issue that you have.
Well, the Bible's clear. You have an issue, you get the brother, pull him to the side, and tell him what's on your heart.
Okay, so, can you give me a little insight on open rebuke then?
Open rebuke, open correction is better than secret love. In other words, brother, it's better that you're doing, if you're speaking of this situation with this brother, you're going to him, you can rebuke him. If they're wrong, rebuke him. And if he repents, you've gained him, then good. If not, then turn the page. It ain't that hard.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But other than that, Pastor, you're doing all right? Your week went well?
Oh, yeah. Long, busy, as usual.
Yeah, Yes, sir. I know how it is. All right, my pastor. Shabbat shalom.
All right, Shabbat shalom, son. Where we at? Let's go to New York, Brother Cody. Call number 716. 716, Pastor Dow, you know, Servitude Radio Broadcast. I can have Brother Cody.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Cody.
Yes, sir. I just had a question in Scripture, if you could help me out, sir.
What is it?
I'm over in Leviticus chapter 10 at verse 17. And it's 17 through 20. It says, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and Yah hath given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh? And when Moses heard that, he was content. And my question was, when Moses hears it and he was content, why was he content? And why was Aaron saying what he was saying?
I don't know. I have to actually look behind each one of those words to find out exactly what's going on and get to a literal translation, because the priest, that was the whole purpose of bringing offerings, because the priest was supposed to actually eat offerings because they had no inheritance and stuff. That was their payment. That's what they got in order to survive. So I got to read this story in context a little bit before. I got to read the 9th chapter, the 10th, and 11th just to understand it. Did you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've actually thought about for a long time. So I haven't really understood it. So I guess I'll just keep studying it, sir.
I don't even, what was the sin, or what was the things that befallen Aaron? Is this the time when he was fooling around with that calf?
This is the time when Nadab and Abihu, his sons, had actually just offered incense. And then the fire came down and they were consumed. And then it was after.
Oh, I get it. That's because, bro, you have to understand, anything that you do, your heart has got to be in it. And that's what Aaron is. His heart is heavy. His heart has got to be in it when you do. You can go through the motions all day long. Like the hypocritical Americans and the hypocritical people here we have in the United States of America, they'll go through the motions and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forget and stuff, but they really truly ain't got it right in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, you got to get it right in your heart. That's what this is all about, Dan. You have to make sure when you're making a sacrifice, you make sure when you are in a position to do it, that your heart is right. Instead of just going through the motions.
Yes, sir. So if I'm understanding correctly, Aaron was basically getting at it that he shouldn't be doing the sin offering in that day because he was just too heavy at that time. It wouldn't have even really been accepted. Same as if you had done something wrong and you're heavy about it, and then just for the sake of ceremony, you would turn around and just pray to Yah and say, oh, I repent, and then just go on your way. You actually have to have a conviction.
Well, I mean, you can put on, you're already convicted. That's the reason why you're in your heaviness anyway. But yeah, I mean, your heart's got to be in repentance. It just ain't no going through the motions and doing like a pulling a King Saul. Oh, I'm sorry, I sinned against Yah. Okay, good, let's move on. You know, that nonchalant attitude ain't going to cut it. Godly sorrow worth the repentance, not to be repented of again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
All right, bless you, Brother Cody. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Virginia. Call number 571-571, Brother Chris. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherwood Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Chris?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Dang, that last call, I got that question too, but it's been so long I forgot about it. How are you, Pastor?
All right, doing well.
Hallelujah. I did have a quick question for you. You know how you've been telling us recently that you've been telling us to go to two brethren in the ministry to see if that's what that's what's being preached and taught. You know what I'm talking about?
You lost me, brother.
Oh. If you want to learn a subject or anything, if you want some information, that you go to two brothers in the ministry. To see if that's what you guys actually preach and teach.
Oh, okay, I know what you're saying. Yeah, get a well-rounded view.
Okay. What if we go to the elders?
You can do that too, there, brother.
Okay. Do we still have to go to two people?
Out of mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established.
Yes, sir. And also, if your heart, I know that the word says, if your heart is heavy, you put on a garment of praise. Just hearing from what the other brother was talking about in the last question, what about praising the Most High when your heart is also heavy and not in it?
That's the best time to do it. Praise until you get a breakthrough. Because at least you're meeting his conditions.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thanks, Pastor. Before you turn it off, since it's at the mouth of two or three witnesses, I know that I just asked an elder recently for tithes, especially for the Feast of First Fruits, is it sufficient to, you know, bring in or send an offering of the tithe money that's been over a prolonged period of time? Like,
sure
for
is.
Example, over the... Okay, hallelujah.
Sure it is. I mean, if people miss the Passover and then they could actually take the Passover in the second month, you can do the same thing that way, too.
Oh. Right. Okay. Yes, sir. All right, thank you for answering my questions, and Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, son. Glory to the King. Where we at? Let's go to Florida. 954-954 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherwood Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Florida.
Shalom, shalom.
Hello? Yeah, hell's loose.
How have you been, Pastor Dow? I've been watching videos for like 2 weeks, I would say now. I've been referred by Brother Narcisse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really do respect how you have a very strong seriousness of the word. And, you know, you take on the cultural context as well as the only context that there is with the word. But, I've been listening to, you know, the things that Narcisse has been, learning from you guys. And, you know, I brought to him this verse, which is in Romans 14, where it talks about the days that certain Christians worship. So first I was really telling him to ask you, and he was like, "No, brother, I want you to ask him." So I'm like, "Oh, okay," you know. So because I do acknowledge you as a man of God, you know. So I just want to go ahead and say it. Pretty much, there was a verse where Paul said, "One man esteemeth all days alike, and one man esteemeth a day above another." And he said pretty much, I'm just paraphrasing, "Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." So, you know, I grew up in the culture of Seventh-day Adventists, so I guess I had the advantage of knowing the truth about the Sabbath, pretty much, of the Christian denominations. And that chapter kind of humbled me towards, you know, other denominations. that may, you know, worship God on a certain day, it may be not really, you know, have the desire to inform them about the Sabbath, because I believe that in Romans chapter 14, it pretty much was explaining how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, you know, towards other believers. So I'm believing that it's saying that, hey, if they worship God on this day, so be it, or if they eat this kind of food, so be it. So, I mean, I know you're a man of the words, but I just want, you know, your feedback, you know, of what the Lord revealed to you, to see if we're both, you know, if we both got the same revelation, although I'm still growing, honestly. But could you just let me know your take on Romans chapter 14?
Well, I'll give you a take on exactly what you just got finished saying and stuff. It's not a day. It's just like, what's the Shabbat stuff? You know, the issue with any Sabbath is not whether it's a day of worship or all like that. It's a day of rest. It has nothing to do with worship. Worship Yah every day. The esteem he's talking about right here, he didn't give you any context what day he's actually talking about. But who knows what was going on in that time and day. But he's just talking about the word day, if you understand what I mean. But if somebody esteeming something one day above another, that's up to them if they do it, as long as they're not transgressing law, statutes, and commandments. But to bring it in line as far as the Sabbath and stuff, man, Sabbath day is a commanded day of rest. It ain't a commanded day of worship. We worship while we rest, but you worship Yah every day.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. But the belief that has been brought unto me is because the fact that he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. So it made me understand that there would be differences.
Mind.
How do you get fully persuaded?
Yeah, you get fully persuaded in your own mind by being renewed with the word. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how you get fully persuaded, not be by giving mental assent to something.
Well, I agree. But what about the foods, you know? Where it says nothing.
Brother, our culture is already laid out concerning the food over in Leviticus 11th chapter, the dietary laws. You have to understand how people were immersed around a bunch of Gentiles who ate unclean like the Americans do today. And because we keep our distance from them. But Yah ain't never sanctified and cleansed no food that he called unclean.
Okay, so
Yah's not schizophrenic. He don't change his mind like people do.
You're right. You're right. And I totally agree. So when Paul said nothing is unclean of itself, he was like, what exactly did he mean?
That means everything has its purpose.
Everything has its purpose. Okay, so
exactly. Over the law, he says, right. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. You can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Go ahead, son. You ask the questions. I mean, we done had enough questions, but keep.
You're right. But, pretty much, I don't know, man, because I'm still learning the words, but I feel like I need as much as I can regarding this, because it's allowing me to really not bring, you know, the laws as far as what God said in the Old Testament because of what was said in Romans chapter 14. So it lets me feel like, hey, I guess God receives them. That's just pretty much the perspective that I was given. And I wasn't trying to lean on my own understanding, honestly. But
well, let me ask you this. Man, I know a lot of people who came into this faith didn't know all the laws. But as they went, they were clean. They got clean. They got purified. Y'all still accepted them because of the condition he was in. But once the truth came to them, they had to repent. They had to change. And they had to turn. Same thing with anybody. Same thing.
You're right. You're right, because you know, whenever a person does get revealed what the truth is, it's either you accept it or not. So even now, I mean, I don't eat certain foods because, you know, the tradition that came with Seventh-day Adventists. So although right now I'm in a transition, you know, like my relationship helped me to gain knowledge. But, you know, right now I'm still in my walk, and, you know, I didn't honestly come to, you know, be, like, provoking you with all these questions. It's just, you know, I just understand you're a man of understanding of the word of God. But
I'll stay in tune, by the way. I'll just stay in tune and, you know, whatever the little has to bear, you know, it's gonna happen.
Obey the law.
No problem.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go to Texas, Brother Mitchell. Call number 713-713. It's Pastor Dow. You're on a straight with you radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Mitchell?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How we doing?
I'm doing all right. Man, I tell you, boy, people just will not just lay aside all these weights. They just will not, man. The confusion is just utterly amazing.
Yes, sir. I comprehend. Y'all think someone say Shalom?
Shalom, Texas.
Anyway, yes, sir. Yeah, we got a full house this Shabbat. It nothing special. We just so happened to have Saints come on down from San Antonio. Saints coming down from Dallas. And, of course, Houston. So, hallelujah. But I just wanted to call in, Pastor, and tell you in all straight ways. I appreciate you guys taking care of me on my business trip. And I just want to say I appreciate Elder Becker. If you're listening, I know you are. Thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and you support me out there in Kentucky. It was much needed. I'll put it to you like that. He was able to ask questions that I would not have thought to ask. And it was well worth the trip, and I really appreciate it. I wanted to call and make sure that I let you know that. All the Saints and straightway know that as also. And I was going to tell you that a scripture study, just listening to that study reminds me of when you did a YouTube video years and years ago that caught my eye and actually convicted my heart to get my first tithe ever, really. And it was Save Center. And it really touched me. So I really appreciate the messages. And I look forward to hearing you tomorrow, that's for sure.
Well, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I got Brother Miguel here also. He's going to say a little something. All right, hold on a second.
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Miguel. I can help you.
I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to seeing you all on Wednesday morning. And I'm overjoyed. And Shabbat Shalom.
All right, my brother. Glory to the King. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to Florida. Call number 786-786. The brother Alvin. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Just want to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Send a lot of love to all the saints. What else am I going to say? Oh, thank you, Pastor Corey. You obviously for all your videos as well, Pastor. And I always think about something that Brother Vernon knows what I'm talking about when he told me about tithing. Thank you for that as well. I just want to give thanks, Pastor. That's all, man. Just calling in saying thank you to all the saints and thank you to the Father for all the blessings and allow me to be able to see more and more every day. Spiritual discernment and everything. That's all, my Pastor.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, too, brother. Bless you, guys.
All right, let's go to Alaska. Brother Reynolds, call number 907. 907 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Richard Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Reynolds?
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
All right, my brother. All right. How are you doing?
Doing okay. I'd like to share a little testimony. You don't mind?
Sure.
Well, just the other day I had an emergency. I had to come home. My son called me and told me that there was some bad news going on here at the house with my wife. And I came out of the work, you know, just mind focused, praying and hoping everything was all right when I got here. And as I came here, my son said he couldn't get in the door. So when I came up the stairs and was able to hear her voice, I felt better. But to make a long story short, we were already preparing for deliverance services, through the week. And so when I came, finally got in the door, I understood that she was praying and she was delivered. It was a powerful. Well, she took off and she did this thing by herself, and that's the thing that kind of, you know, frightened me. But when I got here, it was just like a face of an angel when I came in this room, and she was just as happy as she could be. So it turned out to be her being delivered from whatever issue she was dealing with. So I just want to give the Most High all the glory and all the praise for that.
Well,
and I just
hallelujah.
Wanted to share that.
There ain't nothing wrong with doing self-deliveries, that's for sure.
Right. And so I just wanted to share that a little bit with you. And also want to just continue to bless the Straightway family, and I pray that the Most High continue to bless Straightway worldwide, the Israelite family, you, and Sister Carol as well. We're here. We're constantly praying. We're continuing on with our devotions. And I'm prepping for my arrival there for Tabernacle. So you can look forward for me being there as well.
All right, my brother. Sound good to me.
Yes, sir. I had just one question for you. I wanted to ask you if you're about ready to get started on developing a building crew.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been fighting to get back down to South Carolina, but, you know, I'm working on a couple of brothers up here as far as when we're laying blocks on this building stuff a little bit at a time. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting with you. I need to really talk with you whenever you get some time.
Sure.
But that's all I have. I'm going to see if my family has something here. So I'll talk to my wife real quick.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom,
y'all.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Most High bless.
All right, bless you. Good to hear from the family. All right, Maryland, 443, Brother Mike. Call number 443, Maryland, Brother Mike. Pass it out. You're on a Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Mike?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Sound like all America, Maryland there. How y'all doing? Oh, there?
Everything's good, Pastor. How about yourself?
Oh, it's going well. A little tired, but I'm all right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ain't going to keep you long, Pastor. I just want to say Shabbat Shalom. I bless you. And Most High, continue to keep blessing Straightway as a whole. And we just thank you, Pastor, for all the labor. We thank all Straightway. Y'all really setting a true example for us. And we hope someday we can follow that example and actually be doers of the word. And we say bless you, Pastor, and thank you. It's Brother Brad. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, my Pastor.
Bless you, Brother Brad.
Bless you, sir. I had a couple of questions. I'm not going to keep you up too long. We've been having technical difficulties up here lately. Sorry for not being in the queue the last few weeks. The first question that I had is about the Book of Enoch. Is that a book that you would recommend learning?
Well, I've had the Book of Enoch for quite some time, and I've read it here and there and here and there and here and there. I really have not spent a lot of time in it, but I do have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay, thank you for that, for answering that question. And the quick second question is about on the Shabbat. What are the rules for the children? What are we as parents, as men and women, to allow them to do and not do, sir?
Rest. Our children rest. They do what we do. They rest.
Right.
They don't play. They don't go to playgrounds. They don't do all that other stuff. Our children are pretty disciplined, though. You know what I mean? We have some unique children here, from babies all the way up, and you come in our congregation, and you can sit here for 3 hours and probably not hear too much out of any of them.
Wow. Wow, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, that's beautiful. Is arts and crafts, is it, like, as far as them doing things, are they allowed to do that, or?
Sure. Set some paper down in front of them and let them draw.
Right.
Tell them to draw a pastor or draw a mountain or something like that.
Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Brother Roy would like to have a few words with you as well. Brother Cool James ain't make it yet. Hopefully he'll be walking through the door very shortly, Pastor. Here's Brother James.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Roy.
Shabbat shalom. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I just have a question for you. I'm trying to get in shape. What do you suggest on how to lose belly fat?
I did a video on that. Drink water, eat bananas.
Okay, but I can't eat bananas because it does something to my stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what you need to do, number one, is cut out all bread, every bit of it.
Okay.
Cut out all bread, cut out all starches such as white potatoes. Anything white, cut it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Drink plenty of water.
What about, okay. So what about running? Is running good?
Yeah, you can run, but it depends on what you're doing. Running, you can keep pretty much fit and trim doing it, though. But, you know, I mean, it's up to you. What's your goal?
Okay, because my goal is I want to lose 100 pounds. So that's my main goal, because I'm trying to just get in shape. I'm taking your advice, because I saw your last video. So I'm trying to make moves, you know, so I can be well prepared when things hit the fan.
Hallelujah.
But thank you, Pastor. You're a wonderful pastor. I enjoy listening to your messages. I'm still doing great, you know. No asthma still. It feels great just to breathe. And every time when I take a deep breath, I just thank the Most High for its healing. So it's wonderful, and I love it. So thank you, Pastor. I ask the Most High to bless the saints in straightway, to bless you. And all straight way all around the world. So Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. All right. Go to California, Brother Jawan. 925-925. It's Pastor Dow. You know, Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you. I got 8 more minutes, Saints, and then I have to cut the broadcast off earlier tonight. 8 more minutes. Come on, Brother Jawan.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to call in and say Shabbat shalom and bless you to all the saints. New convert, she's been following since January, and she's over for the Shabbat. So she's been tuning in and watching scripture study and Shabbat service. And her name, I believe she wants to reveal it, but hold on one second.
Who?
Shabbat shalom.
You there, Melina?
Yes.
Are you there?
Pastor, can you hear?
Hello.
Yeah. Sister Alex.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
I just want to call in, make myself known.
All right. Well, you made yourself known. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm doing all right. A little tired, but I'm all right, though.
Understandable.
You keep listening.
Sister Melinda.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Bless you.
Bless you, sister.
One of your questions, I don't want to keep you too long. Just a simple yes or no. Isn't Nazarite law still applicable?
What?
Nazarite law still applicable.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Shalom. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, okay. Is the Nazarite law still applicable today?
Sure it can be.
Okay.
But there ain't too many people know how to do it.
Correct, exactly. And it goes into specific detail. So that's why I was just asking about it. Hallelujah. All right, and it's not just designated to men either. So, hallelujah.
All right, my brother.
All right, bless all the saints scattered abroad. And we're here. You know, we're still on edge, but we're here. Hallelujah. All right.
Shabbat Shalom. Hey, let's go to Florida, Brother Peter. 727, Pastor Dow, you're on the Shabbat Shalom radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Peter?
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, sir.
Bless you, Brother Peter. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, I got a question concerning the rock again. I read Jeremiah 29 about verse 8 through 9. How it talks about Yahweh telling us not to believe any prophets or deceivers or diviners among us that are not in the way. And I've had this happen to me throughout life, and I've had dreams of where when I'm sleeping, I see things in the future, and then when I'm walking through life, I see it again. You know, the method of deja vu, and I was just wondering if that is a sorcery or witchcraft or anything like that, of any kind of curse or anything that is involved in the Bible, because I don't know, I just felt like it's like a way of the Most High talking to me somehow. But
that's happened to me quite a few times too.
It has?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, that really encouraged me, because I've had that happen to me many, many times throughout life, and I'm only, like, 19 years old. So, I mean, it's really spiritual to me. You know, I think it's the Most High talking to me of what I'm doing, and also a way of encouraging that you're in the way. Like, you're following me, and don't be discouraged, and stay away from sin as much as possible, which I'm striving for. But I think it's a special connection that we all have. I think whoever has it with the Most High. But I haven't read that in the Bible yet about that. So it really makes me wonder, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, everything is not written in the books. I mean, that's clear. Everything is just not simply there.
Right. And like in the watch a video of how there's many gospels and writings and epistles from Shaul that are missing. You know, there's only 66 books in the Bible, and there's many other books that need to be in there because of the whitewashing of, you know, Catholic and you know, the Lutheran and Protestant Reformation, all that, which made a whole bunch of confusion of really down washing the Hebrew culture. And just maybe if there's a book out there, maybe it explains that the dreams and everything. It's amazing. It really is. That's all I got to say, sir. And bless all the saints out there. scattered abroad, and Shabbat Shalom to everybody in the ministry, and stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. And I want to thank Elder Becker, too, for giving me advice on what to do in preparation, and just stay encouraged. Be blessed, sir. Be blessed.
All right, bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. Sorry, Saints got to do this, but Brother Tim's last caller for the night, 423-423. It's Pastor Dow. You're on a Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Tim?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Mitch on Brother Tim's phone.
All right. How you doing, Brother Mitch?
Bless you. I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to request more testimonies like the when you prayed for rain and when you called out on Jesus to stop that tree from falling. They're really encouraging.
Well, they're true. I promise you that.
Yes, sir. That's all I wanted to say. And Shabbat Shalom. And I can really only speak highly of Elder Rufus and Brother Vernon and Brother Tim and all the saints out here. And I just wanted to thank you for serving us and for being an example of righteousness before us. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. All right, thanks, Carl. I didn't get the rest of you and stuff, but I really got to kick the traces here for a second. I'll catch up with you next week. Be the Father's will. Make sure you call in. Call in early. Get your name in the caller queue, okay? I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. The King is coming. Shabbat Shalom.